Ko Taku Manuhiri and I and Ako Nona Peltier to talk all things business. Nona joins me in the studio. Let's kick off with household confidence levels on the rise, according to the latest survey. Yeah, so what's it telling us?
It's a strange survey result because it's quite patchy. So overall, households are more confident and are feeling a bit more, confident about spending money. Rise of 1.9 points to 107.1 in June.
Who surveys this one?
This is the Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence Survey. Interestingly, though, this is a recovery from where we were last year, but we're still below the long-term average. So while confidence has been stronger now, still not where we were pre-COVID. Interestingly, it's quite diverse. So if you live in the most livable city, Auckland, it's very confident. Same with Canterbury. But not so much, and Wellington being the number one most confident part of the country. Regions, less so. And older people, more confident. Younger people, not very confident at all. The 18 to 29 age group are feeling quite downbeat about their outlook. And I guess that has a lot to do with housing, jobs, and so forth. So in that case, now interesting also, normally we talk about households wanting to buy major appliances. Yep. They're putting that off. Now, it's not because they don't have the funds to do it, but they're a little bit worried about whether or not if they put the money down, whether that product will ever arrive given the supply chain constraints. And we've heard of that, where you might want to buy a new product, but it's not in the store. You have to order it. A lot of people a little bit reluctant.
Yeah, I'm really interested about that, Nona, because in some of those department stores that sell appliances and whatever, a lot of them have stickers that say not in stock or this one is in stock. So, they're selling. I want to know from people if they've tried to buy one of those items. 2101 on the text. Let us know if you've tried to buy something, what it is that hasn't been in stock. Let's see if we can find out.
Yeah,
Nona.
Well, I'm imagining it's going to be some long lead times. I spoke with Greg Foran from Air New Zealand last week, and he was saying that he thought air freight was going to continue to increase with consumer expectations. They want those products. They want them now. And they're not happy for a ship that's going to take maybe 6 months these days, if you can even get a ship to bring your container to New Zealand. So it's a thing. And I guess people are prepared to pay a bit more, or they're not prepared to pay anything at all until they see the goods.
Hold off. Yeah. Okay. So Nelson is having a boom in commercial property. Now, what's behind that? Because aren't lots of people abandoning offices, work from home?
Well, it's industrial property mostly. And so this is makes sense, construction, logistics, environmental, aquaculture, which is, of course, fisheries, that type of thing, agriculture. Big demand. So they had, they opened up a subdivision on a piece of land that used to be a piggery back in the 50s. And then afterwards, it was like small sheds for owner-occupier, small operators, that sort of thing. Anyway, they decided to subdivide it. They got $25 million for these 10 lots. They had 60 buyers bidding for them. And they went, within a month, gone. So there's no more industrial property basically available that's being developed in Nelson. So if you want it, you got to go down the road to Richmond. They're making more land available for industrial property and so on there. But the broker I spoke to from Colliers said that there was strong demand for office as well, any kind of commercial, and even retail, where we've seen that in a lot of regions, retail is, unless they're the big box stores, Main Street, New Zealand, less so.
That's interesting, up against your consumer confidence
yes.
thing, which said in the region's not so confident, yet we seem to have a booming situation
in
Nelson.
Well, that's why I say it's really patchy. Some people are very confident about their outlook, but then another group maybe not. So we're going to learn more about what's going on in the regions. Westpac said they're going to have a report coming out at the end of the month on what's happening in the various regions. And it is patchy, and the regions that are most reliant on international tourists are doing it the hardest, versus those that are booming there with the demand for food, other kinds of products that Kiwis want to buy, as well as international, consumers are still wanting some of our products.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a spin around the markets.
Right. Well,
Have you got them with you?
I do. Yeah, so our dollar took a bit of a dive over the weekend, and that's because the U.S. Federal Reserve was quite hawkish in its outlook for interest rates, and inflation is the thing that's got people worried. So our dollar is trading at 69.8 U.S. cents, and that's lower than we've seen. However, we had another report from Westpac, which is expecting the Kiwi to appreciate over the rest of this year. So it's low now, but is expected still to go higher. 92.8 Australian, which is where it's been for quite a while, and 50.2 British pence. The top 50 index, we rose nearly 0.3% today, and that was a 35-point gain to 12,535. And we've been seesawing there for a while, up, down, up, down. But overall, the markets in Asia were positive today.
Thanks, Nona. Ngā mihi mō tērā. Whānau are being urged to report whoever is behind a spree of gang-related shootings in Waipa.